This podcast is brought to you by PrideNZ.com with generous support from the Royal Foundation.
Can you tell me about how you describe your identity?
Fluid bisexual.
What does that mean to you?
Just that at different times I can be attracted to males or females, but I'm never actually attracted to them at the same time. Mm. So it just changes.
Cool. Do you think that's a hard thing to explain to people?
Yes, very much so. It's hard because then you're trying to explain. They have the term bisexual, but they don't get that there's different types. They just expect it to be the one.
Can you tell me a bit more about what you mean by that one type of bisexual?
Just that they expect that bisexual just means that you're attracted to both, and they, from what I've got a lot, is they think it's at the same time. Mm. So it's just generalisation.
Have you found a lot of stereotypes or kind of biphobia?
I've heard the usual kind of stuff, that it doesn't exist, bisexuality is just a lie, choose. That the whole, then you've got the whole, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I've heard that a lot throughout the churches that I've been to. And that, it's not what God wants. So, the different places, you end up with different kind of stuff. Some churches I've left because they've made me want to choose, and that's kind of difficult because they're both big parts of my life. So I just choose both because I don't see why I have to choose.
Cool. Did you have to come out to people in your life? Do you still have to?
Yeah. And most of my friends know. I recently told my father's family. That went over great. They were completely fine with it. Mm. So it was relatively all right coming out to my family. I came out to my friends. I've lost some. But that's okay.
When did you come out?
Over the last year. I came over, I tried coming out when I was 16, but none of my family would believe me, so I just kind of went back in the closet for a few more years. So, yeah.
What was that being in the closet, for so long? And
I think it's just, it's horrible. It's just, kind of lying to yourself at the same time, because, you're trying to be someone, but at the same time you're trying to fit into everyone else's idea of who you should be. Mm. So you can't. It's just very suffocating.
Do you think the kind of churches and stuff played into that? Are your family?
Yeah, the churches did. I've left quite a few because of it. Mm. Because the last one I went to before the one I'm going to, which is Innsbruck now, was a huge one because it was the Mormon church. And they told me that the missionary told me that she was gay too, but she's not gay any longer, and I don't think you can stop being something. I just think you can lie to yourself enough that you start to believe it. So she said, what's more important, God or who you are, pretty much who you are being bi, and I just left. Because I'm not going to stick around where I'm not wanted.
Were you at school when you started to kind of become aware that you were bisexual?
Well, I figured out something was up when I was 14, but I put it down to I hung out with guys a lot, so I thought I was just seeing girls is how my friends saw them. But I figured out, I came across the term bisexual when I was 16, so it all kind of slotted a lot more into place, but I was still trying to figure it out all out at that point.
Was your school a place where people were coming out, or did it have any support in place for people who were queer?
I went to Hagley. There was no QSA that I was aware of when I was there. So, yeah. although I found out since then lots of people actually had a suspicion I was queer, and I didn't know, so I must have been a bit obvious about it. So yeah.
So Hagley's in Christchurch, hey?
Yeah.
So do you think the Christchurch and Nelson communities are quite different places to be queer, or?
I think it's just not, when I was at Hagley, it was just one of those things that didn't really seem to be talked about at all. No matter who you're around, it never really came up. I think Nelson is a lot more pro, and it does come up, and it's kind of like, it's not a taboo subject.
Yeah.
So I think it's a lot easier up here, for me anyway.
Is it important to you to kind of have a sense of belonging and being part of the queer community?
Yes, it makes my life a lot easier because you're around people, you know, accept you for you, and there's no judgment whatsoever, and people just like you to be friends with you because of who you are, and it's not based on what you have or what you are, it's based on who. So that's probably a big one.
How are you involved in the community?
Just QSA. I've always seemed to be in a QSA since Nayland, minus when I was in Christchurch. So, yeah.
Can you tell us what QSA means?
Queer Straight Alliance.
Yeah, and QS is one of those.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in QS?
Well, first I was involved in NAGS, and then from NAGS I found out about Q Youth when I was at Nayland, so I started going then. And then when I came back up, I started coming back.
Have you had any like highlights being involved in the group, or things you've attended, or?
Everything. I mean, I love the Hooies, but I just love, it's one of my highlights of the week, coming to Q Youth.
Do you think being part of the group and the QSA at school, going on to the Queer Hooey, has made you, has it changed the way you feel about your identity, or?
It's made me a lot more comfortable with myself. I mean, I wasn't comfortable with myself fully until last year. So, and now I just kind of go by the theory that if someone doesn't like me based on my sexuality, they're quite narrow-minded, and I really would rather not be hanging out with them anyway.
Cool. How do you feel about queer and trans representation in the media? Like, do you see queer characters that you can relate to on like TV or in books or on the news?
I think it's great when you do see it, but I think there needs to be more of it so it's more normalised. And I think there shouldn't be homophobia because, I mean, we're not another species or anything. Like, I think it's just ignorance. And people just fear the unknown, and I just think it's silly because we're no different from anyone else. And I think it just should be put out in more and be more positive.
Are there any like TV shows or books or films or things like that that you've really liked because of their portrayal of queer characters?
Where to start? There's a few. I have no idea off the top of my head, to be honest, but I've seen quite a few that I like. The recent one that I liked that I watched was The Birdhouse, and that was just great. And it was just like gay people, it was trans, it was like all these different kind of characters all in one movie, and it was just, and it was a lot of drag, and it was just a really good movie.
Do you see your identity, like as a bisexual woman, do you see that in characters at all in the media?
I find it easier to come across ones that are, I think bi is a lot more tricky to come across. I haven't come across as many as I have that is like lesbians or drag or whatnot. I really haven't seen as much that are.
What do you think about like Facebook and social media as playing a part in the queer youth community and how we connect with each other and things like that?
I think it's great because then it's easier to connect with other people, regardless of where they are, who you can relate to. And it's great for if there's something on, like an event, it's easy to figure out where it is and what it is and stuff. So I think it's very handy in the terms of communication or getting in touch with people.
What issues do you reckon are the kind of most hard things to deal with for queer young people in New Zealand at the moment?
I'd probably say bullying and homophobia and just like people not letting you be yourself.
Have you had much experience with them?
Bullying, yes, but not in terms of homophobia.
What do you think the issues are going to be in the future for people? Like, do you think the times are changing?
I think they're changing and they're getting better, but I don't think that the whole homophobia thing is going to be cured overnight. I think it's going to take a while, because you still have people, not especially parents, not necessarily accepting their kids because they are. So, and family members. So I think it's still going to take some time, but I think it is getting better.
What do you think about the marriage equality bill passing recently?
I think that's great. I think if you love someone, regardless of who it is, that what you do pretty much behind closed doors is your business. And that I think it's great, because you should be able to love whoever you love. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't be told that you can't marry someone you love. I just think that's wrong.
Are you interested in getting married yourself, kind of like having family, that kind of thing?
Yeah, one day.
What are your kind of dreams, like plans for the future? Do you want to stay in Nelson? Are there particular like jobs you're interested in, or things you want to study?
I'm going to stay in Nelson because of my daughter, and I just want to raise her up quite very open-minded. And the job actually I want to do is counselling. I'm going to be a counsellor, and I'm interested at the moment in adults and GBLT. So I'm trying to weigh up what I want to do within the counselling.
Awesome. Do you find that being bisexual and having your daughter, does that kind of change people's like perceptions, or does that make people assume things about you?
I think some people probably assume stuff. I don't really care. I'm just going to raise my daughter as open-minded, and because I don't want her being homophobic. I just want her to know that people are people, and you should judge people based on how they treat you. So, yeah.
What about like relationships you've had, especially like being bisexual? Has it been
tricky? I've had one girlfriend, mostly went out with guys. I think it's more, I find it easier with guys to know how to do it, because, like, how to make a relationship work, because I've always gone out with guys. I guess it's more fear of experimenting going out with a girl, because I don't know what the etiquette is, pretty much. It makes me nervous, so, yeah.
Do you think, like, when you have been with a male partner, how does that feel to your, to the other side of you? Do people ignore it, or?
Current partner doesn't ignore it. Actually, he surprised me by when I first started dating him. He said, "Do you want a girlfriend as well?" It's not that he wants me to have one. It's more he wants me to be happy. But I think it's just more, gets complicated sometimes in my head, because if I'm more attracted to a girl and more wanting to be near a girl, then it really messes up my head a wee bit in the context if I'm dating the opposite sex, because it's just like you love this person but you're not attracted to them at all. So it's just awkward.
Do you see lots of stereotypes about people in the queer community? Like, what stereotypes do you hear about gay men, lesbian women, bisexual people, transgender people?
Stereotypes. I think there's tons. Yeah. I honestly wouldn't know where to start. There's so many stereotypes. I mean, there's a stereotype if you go to an all-boys and all-girls college that you're going to end up gay. There's a stereotype if you go to a Christian school, you're not going to end up queer at all. I think there's just a lot of stereotypes. So, but I think that stereotypes are just all completely and utterly wrong.
Where do you think they come from?
I guess when it comes to schools, thinking that if you're around the same sex long enough, you'll probably turn queer. But I don't think you can really turn queer. Mm. I think you just are. So I don't really care for stereotypes.
What other things in your life or parts of your identity are important to you? Like, are you involved in other groups outside of the queer community?
No. The only stuff I really go to outside is really, like, if there's queer events on in the same place that I am, then I'll go. But outside that, it's not a lot.
Do you find it hard because there aren't many people probably around your age in Nelson who are also queer? Do you find that?
Well, I'm the oldest one, minus Claire and Q Youth. So I'd say it does make it a bit tricky because there's not a lot of bi people there in the group. And it's just easier when you can get someone who can completely and utterly relate on the same level.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Do you think things have progressed more for people who are gay or lesbian than they have for bisexual people?
I think you hear and see a lot more stuff in media and other stuff about gay and lesbian than you do in bi. It's not as much as I've come across it anyway. It's not really shown or spoken as much about.
How have your family reacted to you being bisexual?
Well, my mum's reaction was, "Are you sure?" about 50 times. My dad's like, "Oh, wow. Okay, sweet." More because he knew he couldn't, it's not like he can change it. And my father's family is all fine with it. My father, he's fine with it. They think it's great. So, yeah. It's slightly mixed between my mum and my stepdad and my father and his family.
What do you know about the history of New Zealand's queer and trans community, or internationally?
Well, all I know about is that if you go back to when my mum was around, young, is that it wasn't accepted, it was a taboo subject, it was hidden, and it was illegal. Other than that, I don't really know that a lot of the history.
Where do you think we're going to be in the future?
Well, I hope that it'll just be a talked about subject and it won't be taboo and there won't be homophobia and everyone will just accept everybody as people. So that's where I hope we'll be.
And to finish up, what's your favourite thing about being queer and bisexual in New Zealand?
Being different. I guess, like, being unique, being myself, and, like, being able to have friends that are too, in the community. So, yeah, it's quite cool. You get to meet a lot of different people.